numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All proudly brought to you by BetMGM. Gil Alexander is Kelly Bidlin. Kelly, before we move on to Super Bowl thoughts, can I send a pouring out of 40 for a Burt Bacharach at the age of 94?
Yeah.
Does this mean anything to you at all?
Yeah. I mean, was it yesterday? It wasn't even today, right?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday when he passed.
One generation remembers him from Austin Powers. Ladies and gentlemen, Burt Bacharach, right? That was probably the pop culture tie-in with Burt Bacharach. But raindrops keep falling on my head, walk on by, say a little prayer. Meant a lot to me because when my dad used to drive I don't know what my dad's deal was, but we're like in the early 70s, the mid 70s, he drove around a Lincoln Continental Mark III, a brown Lincoln Continental Mark III, which is a boat.
Nice.
And he used to listen to, I have so many memories as a little kid driving around with What Do You Get When You Fall in Love? My dad loved Dionne Warwick, loved that song. And so for me, Burt Bacharach, genius, musical genius, passing away at the age of 94.
Forgot about the Austin Powers part. Yeah, you're right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
like on the bus,
Burt Bacharach.
Right?
Yeah, it's genius. We get tweets. Before we get to our thoughts, we get tweets at Beatty the Book. I want to try to get to a whole bunch of these. This is from Sean Gusick. He says, have you seen anywhere Pat Mahomes over 1.5 interceptions? In both Super Bowls, he's thrown 2. DraftKings over a half at minus 105, but I wonder what 2 interceptions would pay out. Fly, Eagles, fly, he says.
I mean, I'd say shop around. I'm sure. I would guess you could find an alt number somewhere on that.
A lot of people... driving home this point about New York media. Bruce Dobing and Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Brian Daboll, former Jets quarterback Geno Smith, getting the feeling it helps being from New York when it comes to AP NFL awards. Maybe. I mean, we've talked about it before. Hey, James, the James Lloyd, he says, the James Lloyd. Hey, Gil, been looking in the VSiN store and cannot find the Kelly Bidlin wearing the visor and screaming Split and Bets coffee mug. Can we get that going? Just let me say there might be a promo for the help desk coming up. Nevada Azer. Oh, no, we already did that one. Sorry about that. Sorry. This is, let's see. Want to get to the new ones here. Oh, a whole bunch about Joe Theismann. Sort of read these real quick. This is from, Nemesis Enforcer. Gil with the same energy talking to Theismann that I had when Tony Dorsett responded to a tweet of mine. Oh, I know, baby. Daytime degenerate. Hearing Gil talking to Joe is exactly how I'd talk to Mahomes if given the chance. Go Chiefs. Ace Hunt. 2 years of watching VSiN, finally returning to Vegas Sunday for my son Bryce's 21st birthday celebration and football game. Hope to see you in the crew. Gil just had a wonderful interview with his Joe Theismann. His feet won't touch the floor again for a month. We've had Joe on the show before, but I just all get a kick out of it. Corbin. Love hearing Theismann on the show and his thoughts on the game. One of the greats for sure, but the best part is seeing Child Gil come out in full force, like meeting your favorite superhero in real life. I'm sure it does not get old. Alan Mitchell, wow, Joe, what a great guest. No wonder you have a man crush on him. Foxman 242, I think you just won the Super Bowl, Gil. All in 216. All in 216. I believe Joey T said 3-team 10-point teaser, which can be done. It should be pointed out at some books. Total in both sides or side in both totals. He is correct about that. So we should give him that. I don't know that Joe meant that, but we'll give him that.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
I mean, wow. That actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, you're allowed to do that.
I had a really good chance of getting home on that play, too.
You're allowed to do it. You're absolutely allowed to do it.
You take both those sides up 10 points. Like, I think it's going to be a close game. So, yeah.
So, here we are before the Super Bowl, and we got props galore. Let's go through a bunch of these and just sort of give thoughts.
Yeah, let's do it. We got a lot of player props. You can fire it up, Rachel. Gonna go there.
Burger King Whopper. They caught me whispering this time.
All right, first up, passing props.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. 295.5, 239.5, 4 passing yards for these two gentlemen. 2.5 passing touchdown, 1.5 for Jalen Hurts, 2.5 for Patrick Mahomes. Check out, though, your book. Obviously, those are going to be juiced up depending on which one you're looking at. Completions, 25.5 for Mahomes, 20.5 for Jalen Hurts. Attempts, 38.5 for Patrick Mahomes, 31.5 for Jalen Hurts. Want to stop on that one real quick, Gil, because I believe Dr. Bob, he talked about number of dropbacks, at least, for Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily mean attempts, but he had dropbacks, I think he said 37, 38. So I think he would say at least lean over on the attempts. Interceptions both set at a half, but like the tweet you just read, those are going to be juiced heavily one way or the other, over on this one. So shop around if you're looking to get into that market. Longest completion, 37 and a half for both them. Pass plus rush, 318 and a half for Mahomes, 294 and a half for Jalen Hurts.
With all of these, again, this is for new time bettors, with all of these, your prop bets ought to be, unless you're Rufus Peabody, who's doing it by model and has, you know,
he has a number set, and if it strays too far off of his number, then it becomes a bet.
He's got tens of thousands of dollars in play. He's got contradictory props. Hey, I need Kansas City to score in the first and the third, but it can't be a touchdown pass. You know, there's all that kind of mishugas. But unless you're that kind of bettor, which I'm sure you're most likely not, and you're just betting these should correlate to your game conviction, and specifically with your game script conviction. So if you think the Eagles might fall behind and then have to go into pass mode, that should inform your bets. If you think it will go another way, that should inform your bets. For me in this Super Bowl, Kelly, the reason I don't have as many bets as I normally do is we have two football teams that are likely to defer on the opening kickoff. First of all, the touchback is properly priced in most places. You might find a stray number, but both teams on the kickoff, the touchback percentage is 65% for both kickers. It is priced exactly what it should be on that. So, and because you have both teams that are deferring teams, there is no, it doesn't produce a slew of bets that I otherwise would have had because if one team deferred and one team received, because then it emanates just a rush of different kinds of bets. That doesn't exist this year. So no bets for me on any of this specifically here, Kelly. How about you?
Yeah, for the passing wise, the one that I did play, I mean, it's not listed, but I laid a yardage spread basically with Mahomes. It was 47 and a half, I believe is what I had, the number I had. So it's Patrick Mahomes to have 48 or more passing yards, essentially the Jalen Hurts. So that's the one I played. I do lean Eagles as far as side for this game, but that's one. This is one of Matt Brown's his favorite props. He and I were talking about this one. I think it makes a lot of sense, though. I think it's one that can get home kind of
no matter the script.
Yeah, so that's why I do like it. Think about it. If you think the Chiefs are going to win, Mahomes probably going to have a big game. And look, if the Eagles win, the Chiefs are probably playing catch up at the end, right? Mahomes is tossing the ball all over the place. So I do like that particular passing prop bet.
I do think I'll be adding, I don't, just full disclosure, I don't have this in pocket yet, but Kenneth Gainwell rushing props might get into my account, and I'm a Chiefs guy in this.
So the one I'll say on that, Gil, is what I think I mentioned this on the show. The one I was looking for to play on him, and I still haven't been able to find exactly what I'm looking for, is just to play an alt. Like, I'd like to play, you know, if you're looking at the game, what he's done in the playoffs, right, he's gone big. So instead of playing over 19 and a half, which is rush yards or setup, I'd rather play over 35 and a half or over 40 and a half.
Isn't that funny? Hundreds of props.
Odds, right?
Hundreds of props, and you're like, I can't find this one I want.
Well, it's someone might be yelling at their radio or screen right now and be like, what are you talking about? I find it in Nevada. It's a lot tougher when you got to sort through these apps, and you know, it's not as nicely laid out and everything.
Yeah. When we say Nevada, substitute in Jerusalem might makes more sense for you. But I do think I will have if I can find a Gainwell alt number, and I may play a Gainwell touchdown number, because I do think he will vulture one of those.
That's another. Yeah. No, I agree. I might end up on that too, actually.
All right. Let's move on to receiving.
The
numbers.
Only other one I'll add in rushing wise, just I have that Chiefs, and I added to this too, Kill. Even though the number's gone the other way on me. Chiefs total players under 4.5.
Oh, you did add.
Yeah. Because I found a plus 275 here in town. I'm like, I don't care. I'm still betting.
We talked about this earlier in the week. Kelly, it's all the number Kelly got was awesome, plus 190. And then we found out from listeners they could get plus 235. Someone even said 3-1 on it. Under 4.5 different Chiefs to have a rushing attempt. So basically what you're hoping for there is that, like, Travis Kelce or no, you could get crushed if Noah Gray gets one of those quick snaps.
Right, totally.
That could
Chris Felica brought up Travis Kelce with that doing that sort of thing.
But the point is, at your number, at that kind of big plus money, it's worth a bet.
Yeah, and in my mind, it's, look, if you're sitting at home thinking, well, you're adding all these up. I'm including Patrick Mahomes, even with the ankle, he's going to have a carry.
Yeah.
It's including that. My thought process behind this is with Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming off the IR, right? He's going to be playing in this game. You've got these banged-up wide receivers, no Mecole Hardman, mm-hmm. who we've seen on some of their, you know, kind of trickeration plays as far as wide receivers getting the ball for carries. Now, Kadarius Toney a concern, but I don't know how healthy he is, right? None of us really do right now. So maybe they're not going to try all those kind of plays with him and really just treat him more as a wide receiver. So you start adding up, and it's Pacheco, McKinnon, and then Mahomes, and then it's, okay, I've got one to play with, and if there are two more guys, then I get burnt. But at plus 270, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, if it was plus 120, I would say, right. I don't like that bet. Travis Kelce leads the receiving receptions. He does not lead the longest reception. That would be A.J. Brown at 25.5, but 6.5. We already had Dr. Bob chime in. He loves the over on Travis Kelce. And again, the point being, even though the Eagles know it's coming, they're not likely to stop the receptions. Doesn't know about the yardage, but not the receptions themselves.
Yeah, we can keep going this on the other side. This is another one, like Bob said, I think there's a lot of people on Kelce props. I'm on it too. Same thing. I think almost either way either side you like, this can get home with the Chiefs wide receiver stat injury status right now.
Got a Kelce prop myself. We'll get to those here after the break. We'll also talk about touchdown scorer props on the other side. Super Bowl 57. Let's play this already. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Do you have questions about betting on the Super Bowl? Well, if you're wondering about how to hedge, or maybe you're looking for unusual props or insights from one of our hosts, the VSiN Big Game Help Desk is here for you. Submit your questions at VSiN.com/helpdesk, and it could be answered by our experts on air or on VSiN.com. And as always here on A Numbers Game, we like to do a live look-in.
Yeah, no, Joe, I'm glad you called back. So, yeah, what you're going to want to do is with that three-team teaser is you can do both sides and then go under. Yeah. Okay, yeah, get back to the beach, man. We'll talk later. Good talking to you.
That's right. Live look-in, ladies and gentlemen, of VSiN Help Desk. You tell people when you called Joe Theismann. How that conversation went?
I don't think he'd care if I shared this story.
I don't think so either.
I texted him about seeing if he was available for a guest spot.
Yeah.
And he immediately called me. And I was talking with our great director, Isaiah Riggle, about something else. And, you know, we always have our phones on vibrate because we're doing shows and stuff. So I didn't even hear it ring. So I feel like a moron when I get back to my desk downstairs and I see I missed a call from Joe Theismann. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm not going to get him on the show. Like, this is going to be terrible. And he leaves me a voicemail. Hey, Kelly, I'm sitting on the beach here. I don't have my computer in front of me, so I have no idea what times you're talking about. He's like, just let me know what time you want me on Phoenix time. That's the way I'm thinking right now. It's just Phoenix time.
He's got everything scheduled by Phoenix time. I love that.
It was great. It was amazing.
We get tweets, meaning the book, Jamie Leva, or maybe it's pronounced differently, but I hope I'm pronouncing okay. Jamie Leva, thinking of Kelly Midland Bidlin having to tell Adam no one bumps me Burke. Buddy, that's how that conversation starts. Love the show, gentlemen. Have a fantastic weekend. You too.
He said
he would love to see you have that conversation where you go,
Adam and I are
buddy,
extremely friendly.
But so, Mina Kimes is going to be on instead of you today.
Right, that's essentially how it goes, yeah.
D-Gen Southern.
He's very understanding.
D-Gen Southern Gen, I had a Saquon comeback player of the year ticket, and you're right, Gil, it is my fault he lost. We loved picking on that guy. I'm telling you, man, the same people complaining are the ones that crushed him all those years. So you set it up. But he's a good man for admitting it. Chris at Chris MI5252359. Had to get that in. Gainwell sitting at plus 2250 for most rushing yards. Banshees of Atlantic City. Anyone looking for an introduction to Burt Bacharach might check out Painted from Memory, his collaboration with Elvis Costello from about 20 years ago. Great songs. And the mailman, prop builder. He's got a prop builder. Gainwell Alt, Theismann liking the Eagles in December. Go Birds!
Yeah.
Joe Theismann brought it. Can I give a restaurant recommendation in town?
Your favorite sushi place?
No, not that one. Different one. Rufus is all about this place because he hangs out there all the time.
Okay.
Esther's, downtown. I believe it's Esther's Kitchen, is it called? But Esther's.
I don't know. Where's
my goodness, was that place good. It's downtown, close to Circa, but not, you know, not all that close.
It's not like on Fremont. It's not
I had this pot. They're known for their pasta. I had just straight spaghetti and meatballs last night. Kelly, ridiculous.
Really?
So good.
All right. I have not been to Esther's. I am looking at pictures of it right now.
I wish I had gone before the Vegas Lifestyle Show, and it could have included that one, but I just want to add one.
Ooh, great-looking pizzas.
Oh, dude, pizzas and pastas. What's there to go wrong there?
But it looks like a cool little bar setup, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's my kind of spot.
So Rufus hangs out at the bar, he said. He just rolls up, sits at the bar.
Well, now I'm just going to start going there all the time, and every time he walks in, I'm going to be like, why are you trying to walk into my place, man? Come on.
Probably shouldn't have blown up his spot, as the kids say. You had something else to say about the receiving props, Kelly? Anything else?
Yeah, just the Kelce one. Like, I'm on over yardage. Again, it's another one that I think can get home either way, and I think that, you know, it's a little bit what Bob was talking about, too. I went yardage, not receptions. Completely understand what he's saying with receptions. I do think it can be... It takes away the opportunity for a safety to double him up more if it's just those quick passes, you know, 8 yards down the field. So maybe that's the way to go. I always typically tend to play over yards if I'm looking at props, just because if there's one catch that he busts off for 25 yards or something like that, it can make up then for the 5-6 yard catches that you're going to see a lot of. So I played over 77.5. Obviously, 78.5. This number really hasn't moved much over the past 2 weeks. So I like that one. I think it's another one that can kind of get home no matter the side you're liking it. I just don't think, as great as Kelce is, Gil, we're not talking about a situation like it's Calvin Johnson and you're going to see two cornerbacks bracketing him, you know, all the way down the field on every play, right?
Yeah.
So I think he's still going to have his opportunities for catches and yards in this game.
This has nothing to do with the current conversation, but I wanted to make sure I got this in today. These are the quarterbacks that the Philadelphia Eagles have played against this year. Ready for this? Daniel Jones 3 times. Josh Johnson, Brock Purdy, both unable to throw the football forward. Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, Taylor Heineke, Cooper Rush, Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray, Kenny Pickett, Davis Mills, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Tannehill, Justin Fields, and Andy Dalton. By the way, how about Justin Fields getting MVP votes? Did you see that?
No, I did not see that. Are you serious?
Yeah, I gotta get back to that. I'll tell you what that ended up being.
Chicago media, come on.
Not exactly a murderer's row. Again, to the point that you can only play who's in front of you. Right?
Yes, yes.
You can only play who's in front of you, but it does give you just a little pause. Might it matter in one game? It might not.
I think if us just spitballing side and total here, and I do, look, I read into that a bit. You're absolutely right. I think you always have to keep that in mind. We talk about this a lot, you and I especially, of the, you can only play who's put in front of you.
Yep.
So, yes, you have to take that into account first. But I think that everybody's making a big deal out of this Eagles schedule. I do make it. I think it's a bigger deal for them defensively than offensively. I'm not, as long as Jalen Hurts, I mean, as long as he's, you know, 95% healthy, I'm not really worried about this offense. I think they're going to move the ball against this Chiefs defense. Maybe this Eagles defense, though, struggles against someone like Patrick Mahomes with how good he is in this Kansas City offense. So, side or total, I think my favorite lean right now is to the over in this game.
It is just, for me, it is the central question of this Super Bowl. Like, when you watch a tennis match on TV, the tennis announcers have gotten into saying this. You just have to ask questions of your opponent. That's a big tennis thing to say. The biggest question for me here is, will the Eagles' level of competition throughout the season as general shine, will that be reflected in this game, or will it not matter at all?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. By the way, getting back to the point, Justin Fields got 1 5th-place vote for MVP, as did A.J. Brown. Micah Parsons got 2 5th-place votes for MVP. Trevor Lawrence got 1 4th-place and 1 5th-place vote for MVP. That in addition to Denny Kellington, as we mentioned earlier, getting a 5th-place vote. Tua got a 5th-place vote for MVP. Who's voting on this stuff? Wow.
Whatever, it's still Geno, better than the Heisman.
Geno got a 5th-place vote for MVP. Derrick Henry got a fifth-place vote for MVP, and Justin Herbert only got one fifth-place vote for MVP. So think about that. Justin Herbert got the same as all those other guys.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Jeez.
You want to do the prop watch touchdown score real quick, or you want to do our bets?
Let's just go over our bets.
Okay, our bets.
One of yours is a touchdown score, bets.
One of mine is a touchdown score. Chiefs money line, again, I got that earlier in the week. I believe the Chiefs. I'm not going against Patrick Mahomes. I'm going with the Chiefs here, plus 112. I have Travis Kelce, 2+ touchdowns at plus 475. I am going to add Gainwell props as well. That's where I stand now. Will I add more before the game itself? Probably. But again, for me, that group of bets that would have happened if you have one team that defers and one team that receive, that kind of goes out the window. We will have Steve Fezzik on the show next. We're going to talk about the value of minus 105. He's going to talk about how you can be a better bettor on the other side as well. So look forward to that. Yours.
Nice. There you go. It's kind of funny because we didn't talk about the Gainwell stuff, but that's something I've been kind of trying to keep my eye on the couple times I've checked in on props. Something I might add as well before kickoff here. But it's ones that do have in the bank right now, or not in the bank, in the account. I hope they get in the bank. Eagles to score first. You know, to your point, both these teams deferring. I'm just looking at the Eagles' first quarter, first half success that they've had all year. So that's really where I'm going with that one. I'm pretty much all these smaller bets, except I did end up with a fair amount of money now in this under 4.5 Chiefs players with a rush attempt because I keep adding to it, just like I kept adding to Max Homa yesterday. Max Homa, hope you get it done. So I did bet that under 4.5 Chiefs players with a rush attempt. I mean, you can find close to 3-1. It's a little bit of a gamble. I think it's worth it. Mahomes, I talked about this one earlier, laying the yardage spread basically over Jalen Hurts. I think they can get home no matter which side gets home. Kelce over 77.5 receiving yards, hit on that last segment. And A.J. Brown, yes, to score a touchdown at plus 140. I think that number is getting a bit inflated for what A.J. Brown has done this year and how much they go to him in the red zone. I do like that number. So played all those. Haven't added anything else yet. Gainwell, I might add. I do think as far as side and total, Gil, I don't think side I'm going to get involved with maybe at all, even live. I think what I've decided is the total is what I will be looking at live going in. If I can get in on a live over at a shorter number than 51.5 where it's at right now, that's how I'll be betting.
Pro tip of the hour from last hour. Just keep in mind when betting comeback player of the year in the future, that whatever parameters you might have in your own head don't apply to the NFL's process. It's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. All available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com. where you can sort them by sport and by show. Steve Fezzik, you won't want to miss this next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you bet on the big game, check out Visa's Big Game Betting Guide today. The Big Game Betting Guide has favorite prop bets, picks, and best bets from Visa hosts and guests. Also, find out how legendary sports broadcaster Brent Musburger is betting the big game, that is. To get the guide and all that Visa has to offer, become a Visa Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99 today at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. Always a pleasure to have this gentleman in on the show. And ladies, it's time for the gun show.
Watch out.
The only two-time back-to-back Hilton Super Contest winner, Steve Fezzik, in the house. How you doing, Steve?
Fresh off being thumped by you and Wishnev in tennis, but I'm still here.
I didn't thump you. I just beat you. I didn't thump. He thumped.
Yeah,
he's pretty good at it. Yeah. All right, so we have a lot to talk about, and I always appreciate you coming in because you're always very well prepared. I teased this segment by saying, Steve's gonna tell us how to be a better bettor. You have a specific exercise bettors should go through.
And this is even my pro tip of the week.
Pro tip of the week, Kelly.
And this is going to be controversial because you will not win doing this, but I assure you, you will get way better betting. 1 week of the NFL season, I want you to bet every game. I want you to bet every side and both sides of a game. You bet the favorite. You got to bet the underdog. You can do this anytime during the week, all right? I want you to bet the over. I want you to bet the under. This exercise, I assure you, will make you maniacal in terms of getting the very best of the half points, to bet early, to bet right when the lines come out, to bet right up to post, to bet at the square shops, to open up accounts everywhere, because you will find, you'll be amazed at how good you can get at forecasting line moves like Las Vegas Chris does, and getting the best of the number. Will it be enough to overcome the VIG? For most people, no. By the time you do it 3 weeks, you'll be like, oh, I pulled back the curtain. I see how these guys are doing this.
And you would describe yourself as maniacal about these things.
Absolutely. Yeah. And look no further than, like, right now, the South Point. is dealing the very best number almost in the world on the Eagles. And they're dealing the very best number on Kansas City. Specifically, you can bet Kansas City plus two, minus 105. You won't get a better number on the West Coast. And you can bet the Eagles right now on the money line, minus $1.18. I mean, why would you go anywhere else? You've got the two best numbers in Nevada right here in one place.
So let's repeat that exercise for people. Do this for 3 weeks in a row. You bet both sides and both sides of the total, the over and the under, for every game every week, meaning, you know, pick your moments to bet them.
Example, I've already bet the Eagles plus 1.5 at open. Mm-hmm. I bet Kansas City plus 2.5. I bet the over 50, and I'm going to be finding a way to bet the under.
You do this for 3 weeks, you can't possibly be anything but a better.
Exactly. Now, will you win? No. Will you become much, much better? Yes.
I love it. Absolutely love that. All right, let's talk about, since you brought up the South Point, let's talk about minus 105.
Minus 105 is so good. So think about blackjack players. Blackjack players are maniacal about getting better rules. Like, oh, we can split and resplit aces. That's worth an extra 0.1% to the bottom line. 0.1, not 1%, 0.1%. Dealer stands on soft 17, 0.2%. Minus 105 adds 2.2%. to a Theo hold that that goes right into the players' pockets. So let's say you're betting $1,000 on the game. You got to pay $100 in VIG. Now you only pay $50 in VIG. Now you only have to pay the VIG if you lose, so divide by two. You get the idea. People drive miles and miles and miles to get 5 cents off of gas, okay, on a $4 a gallon and only pay $3.90. Here you're paying $2 per gallon, essentially. Mm-hmm. You're getting it at a half price.
Gas, Kelly. What's that? Gas?
Wild.
Gas? What's gas?
Yeah, it's 105 here on the sides, Steve, or a total two?
On the side only.
Just the side.
Side only, and you have to ask for it. It is not on the app.
You must ask for it.
A great thing, I would say, I'm going to make a bold prediction. Ask Chris about this. What percentage of the bettors, it's right there on the board. So you've got, like, the first proposition is the game at minus 110, and then you could bet it prop 99.01, and you can bet Kansas State plus two, lay 105. I will say only half the people are taking advantage of it.
I'm going to say less than half.
Mm.
I think half is aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We did this, but you were kind enough to come in before, I want to say it was, division round or maybe the championship round. But it was a great exercise. I'd like to repeat it here. If you like Kansas City, how should you bet Kansas City? If you like Philadelphia, how you should bet them? If you like the over, how you should bet that? Same thing with the under. Let's do that.
Okay. Because of the regional bias, if you happen to live on the East Coast, I think you wait on Kansas City because I think there's going to be so much Eagle money, you're going to get a bargain at one of the independent books on the East Coast. But if you live on the West Coast like we do, I think it's as good as it gets. As Nicholson would say, bet the plus two, lay 105 right now at the South Point. I don't think you're going to get a better number. What's going to happen is there was a narrative that Kansas City was banged up. And now, they lost Hardman, but everyone else is looking good and going to play. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see money trickle in on Kansas City. So bet that right now, plus two, lay 105.
Okay. And with the total, what do you do?
On the total, if you're going to play the over, I think you've got to go ahead and play it now because the public is going to play this game over. If you're going to play the under, now this would be a little bit controversial because it's more complicated. I personally almost never bet the Super Bowl under. The reason being is that there's so many derivatives and props, team totals, first half totals, quarters totals, first half team totals under. You almost always get better value crafting a portfolio of unders in that way instead of just playing the game under. So an example of a good under right here at the South Point, this will be my best bet. Will there be a score in the first 5 minutes, 30 seconds? And you can play that minus 160. That is an outstanding wager as far as an under. Most Super Bowls start slow. The last six that you would have cashed in a row with this prop and even game script, I think although there may be a score on the first drive, I think it will be a ball control drive to start the Super Bowl. So that's just an example of one of many unders that you're going to get a bargain on. What's the public going to do? They're going to say that and see that and say, I get plus 140.
For a score.
For a score. And it doesn't matter, 530, right. 630. Mm-hmm. It's not going to land on 6 minutes. It lands 6 minutes all the time.
You brought up the fact about the total, how the public's going to bet it up. We've said this about the props in general, right? And this is why Rufus was in here saying, I'm waiting to bet tons of props game day because everything is going to be bet over. There's millions more bettors betting. It's more a logistical nightmare for him to get in all the under bets on Sunday. You subscribe to that philosophy as well.
Absolutely. So you've got the hot players that the pros and the public are betting. Those are the ones that just keep going up, up, up. Mahomes, pass yards, Kelce, pass yards, receptions. Oh, my Goddard. Everybody loves Dallas Goddard. So he keeps getting bet up. And the feeling is that Sanders, that was load management, him not getting any carries in the fourth quarter. And so on the Eagles, I would say Sanders and Goddard are the guys you should have bet already over. Fade them at post. And certainly Mahomes and Kelce for Kansas City.
Okay, so as you went through it real quick, again, clarify the bet about the first 5.5 minutes or first 6.5, but you're saying you bet no?
I bet there'll be no score first 5.5 minutes.
And
I laid -160.
-160.
And as it turns out, you can play no score first 6 minutes, -140, without going into all the math. The no in the first 5:30 is better. Every second of game time is worth about one penny in juice. And so they're only charging at the South Point 20 cents to get 30 extra seconds on your bet, and they should be charging you 30 cents. So it should be -170, and it's only -160.
It's a beautiful thing. What else did you bet that you're willing to share?
Oh, I bet so many things. I mean, I bet both sides of things. Like, I bet, will the final score be odd or even? I bet that it would be land odd, so 20-17 I would win, -$1.10. I bet it would land even +$1.30. I got a 20-cent scalp on just the game, you know, and it turns out the game should land odd a little more than even.
Now, this is the beauty of sports betting, because if we've said anything on this show more than anything, it might be the one thing that we don't, we like to have humility and say there are so many ways to skin the cat. And so there's a spectrum of sports bettors. It will take Rufus as the most mathematical robotic of them all. I don't think he would object to that. And on the other side of the spectrum, there's smoke and mirrors guys. Hey, Thursday night, whatever the hell, and they come up with a bet. Sometimes the best are the people somewhere along that spectrum. So Rufus does everything, just to use him as a comparison. He comes up with his bets. He runs them through the models. He's got tens of thousands on the line. When I ask him, and people get frustrated by this, when I ask him, hey, what's your favorite prop bet? He can't really answer it cleanly, because he has so many seemingly contradictory things happening. You came to that specific one you just talked about, landing on an odd number or an even number. How?
Because I know that the right number at almost every NFL game lined at pick is that odds should land about 53%. I just know that that's the case. So I know if I can lay -110 on odd, and that's the bet I usually make, mm-hmm. I have a small advantage. But then a book was aware of that, clearly, that odd is more common, and they spilled it over so far that they made odd -150, even +130. Well, wait a minute. If I get +130 on a baseball team that's going to win, 47% of the time, that's a good bet.
I love it. Because that again, you're not running the numbers. Yours is more of a Malcolm Gladwell, blink thing, where you just know this from so many years of having done this.
And this is an example of the bottom-up handicapping and having the acumen. And the best bettors do bottom-up and top-down, where they can generate their own numbers and they can look at the marketplace and the like. Some players just do one or the other. Yeah. But ideally, and I do more top-down than bottom-up, but if you can do both, that makes you one kick butt better.
You do more top down than bottom up, but I love that you appreciate both. Do you feel like there has been too much of a pendulum swing to the bottom up, where people are like, this is the only way to bet, this is the correct way to bet?
Yes, I hear all the time, oh, it's relatively easy to create this computer model. You only need an advanced level of Excel and not a computer science degree. The bottom line is, if you're going to bet $5 million a game, bottom up is superior to top down.
Yeah.
If you're a mere mortal and you have a regular job, do bottom up, meaning go ahead. Dr. Bob releases his plays. Get what Dr. Bob says, get his numbers, and play it black box style. That's a top down example.
Steve, you're phenomenal. Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Let's have a big Super Bowl.
It's a big test game today. Gun Show from Steve Fezzik. Adam Burke on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Enjoy the big game like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code SB1000 and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game are bigger than ever. Find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up before the big game with bonus code SB1000 and get up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. First online real money wager only. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, that is. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in Mississippi. Nevada, or New York. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Kelly, 2 weeks of talking about the big game, Super Bowl 57, and you have another show to do as well, so you're not done quite yet.
So do you, buddy.
I got two more.
You got one more.
That's true. I do on Sunday. We will be here Sunday.
3 Eastern, 12 Pacific time.
And one of our guests on Sunday is kind enough to join us as a guest
right now.
The unbumpable Adam Burke, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing, man?
I'm good. By the way, when you get done on Sunday, if you want, 80 for Brady is showing at 410 here at Southport. I don't know if you have anything else going on Sunday.
Let's go.
You imagine that if we're like, hey, what do you think about the Super Bowl? I didn't watch it. I watched 80 for Brady.
That is great.
I mean, well, we're used to seeing Tom Brady on Super Bowl Sunday, right? So it only makes sense. Right.
I need an APL buy the ticket for that. I need a head count of how many people are in there watching that movie.
That would be the most brutal choice. Like, do they have a showtime during the Super Bowl of that? That would be
4:10.
4:10. That will spill over.
It is 4:10.
4:10. There's one at 2:45. I just looked it up.
You looked it up for real? I thought you just
no.
How many people are going to be in the theater for that? How many people?
Over under 8.5.
Under.
How many male viewers will be there for that?
Over under 2.5.
Over under half. Over under half.
Isaiah's just yelling overs in my ear. Isaiah and all his friends are going, apparently.
This is clearly the pro tip of the hour. Adam Burke,
everybody.
Wait, what
time is kickoff? I always get screwed up on the East.
You know what? That's a great question.
Yeah.
They say 3:30 Pacific,
right?
Or 6:30 Eastern. It's probably 6:50 Eastern.
Okay.
By the way, the props, we haven't mentioned the props. The biggest prop that I had was America the Beautiful over 90 seconds.
I did forget about that.
Which is now lined at 109. I think I'm going to be wrong on Rihanna's first song. The intel is coming in that I might be wrong on this. And it's some pretty interesting intel because I don't want to get into it. But she's going to do her set list tonight, and then it's all going to be all crazy.
There was one question I wanted to ask Joe Theismann, and Isaiah really wanted me to ask him this. Where I was like, what's your favorite Gatorade, right? I wanted to get some insight on the Gatorade.
True that.
But you know what? I think when Joe played, it was just the lemon-lime Gatorade, too. I don't know if blue Gatorades were too much around when Joe was playing.
It's true. For many, many years, just one flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Adam Burke is here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure he's riveted.
Adam, what's your favorite Gatorade?
Fruit Punch.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Well,
is this why I get bumped?
Time to bump him again.
Yeah, Sean, you want to come on? You got anything to talk about UNLV basketball or anything?
Well, Adam, I'm contractually obligated to ask you, what do you feel about Super Bowl 57? How do you think this goes? What have you bet?
Well, I feel like I wish the game kicked off right now instead of having a couple more days to talk about it. I didn't play anything side or total. I think both of those numbers are pretty good. And, you know, you got a lot of questions about both quarterbacks and the health of them. So I didn't play anything from a side or total standpoint. Prop I did like that actually moved to 6.5 at some places was Eagles kicker Jake Elliott under 7.5. Look, you know, the Eagles are a team that scores touchdowns. They don't settle for field goals. He had 20 field goals in the regular season. 5 of them were in week 18. So he had 15 field goals over the team's first 16 games. They prefer to score touchdowns. The Chiefs will probably let them. The Chiefs were 31st in red zone touchdown percentage against.
They go for it on fourth and short.
They go for it on fourth down when they're kind of in that. Like, I think Elliott only had one field goal attempt between 40 and 49 yards because when they get to that kind of, not no man's land area, but where you have that decision to make, they tend to go for it because they feel like they can. Yeah. So you know, they're very efficient red zone offense, very efficient inside the 10. So I took Elliott under 7.5 points. It's down to 6.5 out there in some places. So that was one I like. I also think if you want to look at wide receivers in this game, because, you know, obviously you've got Kelce, and as Fezzik mentioned, Goddard's getting a lot of play out there. I think the one wide receiver that I have a higher degree of confidence in and having a decent game is A.J. Brown. I think A.J. Brown, can beat Kansas City deep. I do think that's something that they try to do as long as Hurts has the capacity to do that. I got a bad number on this one. I see it kind of 70.5 out there in some places. I have over 72.5, but this is a guy that had 110 yards per game over the last 6 games of the regular season. The Eagles just haven't had to throw it all in the playoffs because they've just mauled teams up front and protecting big leads. So I took A.J. Brown over his receiving yards as well.
Yeah, depending on how far you want to read into that Jalen Hurts injury, right? Adam, I'm with you. Like I played a on his touchdown prop in this game, plus 140. But I think in general, just all his numbers, I think you're getting it a little bit better better odds, better numbers on him than you would have seen during the regular season because of what they've done during the playoffs. They haven't had to really throw it around much.
By the way, I know what they say about assuming, but shouldn't everybody's working assumption be that everybody's healthy ready to go?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, that should be stated.
That is maybe the best pro tip we can give. I don't think you should be making any bets right now against the idea of either one of these quarterbacks being less than 95% healthy.
And because if you do that, you're like way overthinking this thing.
Yes, you are way overthinking.
And probably don't have any inside information on it as well. Anything with MVP? Did you bet an MVP at all?
I mean, I took Mahomes as an extension of if the Chiefs win the game, Mahomes is probably the MVP. I mean, it's not really a groundbreaking handicap like that, but I don't know who wins this game. Like I said, I think the line is pretty fair. I think there's a good opportunity for both teams to win, as the line suggests. So, I mean, Mahomes to win MVP, won the regular season MVP last night. You got the built-in storyline, being the first guy in almost 25 years to win regular season MVP and Super Bowl MVP. He's on one leg, quote-unquote. You know, 80% of this is made up by voters and broadcasters who want a story to tell. The story to tell is Patrick Mahomes was the MVP for the entire NFL season and postseason.
And this point needs to be made, too. I want to get it all in here before we leave, which is Super Bowl MVP is voted on quickly on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be stated as well. So, like last year, I felt like Aaron Donald should have been the MVP. But I don't think those voters have enough time to actually reflect on things.
Right.
And so it ends up being Cooper Kupp real quick, just in the same way that it ends up being quarterbacks typically real quick. So with MVP, it's just a cautionary thing to note. Like, hey, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, Hassan Reddick, if the Eagles win, it's going to be Hassan Reddick. He's going to have to do a lot to be more justified as a MVP than Aaron Donald was last year. So just think about how difficult that is to get home.
Right, and you think about the Super Bowl where Mahomes was the MVP against San Francisco. Damian Williams scored a late touchdown in that game.
Oh, Damian
probably
Williams
would have won MVP.
Yes.
But the vote was already in.
The vote was already in. That's the thing. We don't truly know when those votes are cast during the game. It's the one thing that happens on the fly,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to those NFL awards that got announced yesterday, which doesn't happen on the fly during a game. By the way, did you win any of those?
I didn't play any of those markets.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But look, something else to keep in mind about the MVP voting is 80% of the vote is made up of the 16 writers and broadcasters. 20% of the vote is the fan vote, which I think, now that we've got legalized betting in so many states, gets kind of interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, you have a lot of people sitting on Travis Kelce MVP tickets where the fans are just voting for Kelce.
It's probably not enough
to overcome.
I was going to say, it's probably
writers,
why they keep it at 20%.
But that'll be interesting to see if that has any kind of impact.
That was more of a case for, let's make it less than 20%.
100%. Yes, absolutely. The only other thing I played with Kansas City was Justin Reed over 5.5 tackles plus assists.
Oh, wow.
The safety for the Chiefs. He averaged a little over 5 through the regular season in the first two playoff games. But the Chiefs are generally leading. They're generally playing soft coverage, avoiding big plays, stuff like that. Here, he's going to have to step up against the run game. So I think over 5.5 is a good look there for Justin Reed.
This just in, Yao Ming has won Super Bowl MVP. Remember, how many NBA All-Star teams he got voted to?
Yeah.
Like, it was like he was getting votes even well after he was out of the league because of that.
That's right, because the fan vote.
Right, because the fan
vote. Remember when we were kids, like the baseball All-Star voting was just a pop, like, oh, I want Cal Ripken in because I love Cal. Like, it was just complete mayhem for that. Listen, boys and girls, if you're new to sports betting, just because it's the Super Bowl doesn't mean you have to put your biggest bet on this game. Adam was alluding to that. Hey, it's lined properly. Maybe you have conviction on one side or the other, but don't go crazy. If you thought there was a bigger edge in Week 17 on a game, bet accordingly.
Yep. We've talked in-game betting all season long.
Yep.
I mean, this is a perfect example, too, right? You don't like anything enough pre-game, wait till in-game. Maybe an opportunity presents itself.
Good luck with all your Super Bowl 57 bets. I hope it's a winner for you. Kelly and I will be on as part of the big VEASAN lineup on Sunday. We'll be on 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific. Adam Burke is kind enough to join us there as well. Looking forward to that, Adam. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
For doing that. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.